what's keneged that doimem tzemech haim daver amut samach peis doimem bofer tzemech b'mayim chai beruach and so on. We spoke about that. And then at the end of Samach Gimel, at the end of the line, I guess, it's one line over there. V'lachein. V'lachein hem gam kei neged arbo naran. Nefesh ruach neshama v'aguf. So let's talk a little about this. The Medrash says there are five parts of neshama. And those are nefesh ruach neshama chai yechida. It's a medrash abba chamesh shemus nikos likolo nefesh ruach neshama yechida chaya. Now the understanding is that chaya and yechida are two bechinas that are shayach way beyond anything normal people have. You know, everyone has it, I guess, potentially, but it's not shayach to anybody in particular, and it's just you know, the Lasid Lavoi, it's for Nevi'im, or anything of that nature. The three that are mentioned constantly and that are used constantly is Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama. The Nefesh is the part of life that is the lowest. It's biological life, and it is something like offer would be. Then you have the Ruach, which is, or better yet, the guf. The guf would be the offer, and the nefesh would be the mayim. The guf, so the guf is the lowest one, that's offer. The nefesh is one drop higher, that would be mayim. You would then have the ruach keneged the ruach. That would make a lot of sense. And then you would have the eish keneged the neshama. Also makes a lot of sense. It's very ruchniistic. It's a koyach elyon v'chulo v'chulo. So the parts of a person, and this fits very well with that which it says that Adam is koyled the entire world with him. So this is part of what Adam is koyled.
Are these five parts or six parts or
There are five plus one. We'll see in some of the other Mishalim. There are three parts to the Neshama and one part to the Guf, plus another two parts of the Neshama that's very rarely spoken about. It's Ke'ilu for us, this is beyond the normal. Whatever it is, it's beyond, and it's not part of our normal Mahalach.
And that's enough that it's so far beyond that it's enough that we'll say, you know, this is four. Can I get four?
Right.
So if it's really those six parts, and
because those two don't even really have anything to do with this world. And are this world manifestations. Afa, Mayim, Ruach, Eish are physical. This is beyond that. So this already is lemaila. That's all.
There is a realm of neshama that we would say is four parts.
Yes, and that includes the guf. That includes the guf, and so the guf and the nefesh go hand in hand. You know, we'll see in a second. In the next dogma, it'll even be boiled stronger. V'cheinem neged oisius degushim nekudim taimim shema guf v'naran. So this is keneged also the way letters are written in the Torah. Let's take a look on the very last Hagoy. He brings a go at 331. There's a sefer that the Goyen wrote on Diktuk on the Torah. It's a small sefer, a lot in the first parashas and very little in the next. But in the introduction, writes like this: Ukemoisha oylam nechlak legimach halakim. The Hainu Shemayim v'ruach v'aretz Ashvela. Kein ha'adam mischalek legimel chalakim. Leinu nefesh ruach neshama. Ukemoy kein ha'teira nechlekel legimel chalakim. The Hainu oisiyas unekudas v'taymim. V'ha'oisiyas hem k'moy guf ha'adam. Ha'degushim hem k'moy nefesh ha'adam. Ha'nekudas hem k'moy ruach ha'adam. K'moy sh'ruach ha'ika ha'adam v'ruach ruach ha'chiyuni sh'adam sh'boya ruach yochalel chamok sh'yirtzeh. For koach atnu ashadam isnei lekan Kemoiken an akudis minanim oisius obem chayim oisius. So he says like this. Then one more, I'm skipping two or three lines. Kemoiken a timing bem odim ade bezemokim yolech oisius im lamala lamato. So the thing, and this is something that is obviously the Zohar and the Arizal speak about this point. The structure of the Hebrew language is interesting. You have letters, and those letters are like the English consonants, which means they are they don't move. K, g, b, m. They have beetsim. There's no way to pronounce a consonant by itself, and therefore it's like dead weight. That's like a goof. Then you put a ruach to it by putting in nekudas. The vowels are a ruach, and therefore they move the oisius. They are like the ruach alikim. Then, now, the relationship of guf and nefesh, the Goyen says, is oisis degushois, as opposed to oisies rafois. You do have some sort of tenua, some sort of minor tenua in a letter when you put a dugish in it, and you're supposed to emphasize it, as opposed when you add a vowel to it, and it moves the letter freely. So a dogish is a type of strengthening of it, which automatically means there's some sort of nefesh. And masha ein kein, the dag of a ruach, where the whole word moves effortlessly, that's all in a ruach. The next one is taimim. And that's a very interesting transition. Taimim really come from a different place. They have nothing to do with how to read the word or the letter, how to pronounce it. It's not something that Bichlal even deals with the word itself. It deals with the broader meaning of all those words put together. So if I had to take all those words and put them together, what do I get out of it? How do I parse up the words? Which word am I, which word? It's not grammatical. It's not something that's nevea from within the oisius. It's something that is nevea from a certain sichlius that tells me how to arrange together how to give meaning to all the pieces together. That's the mohus of taimim. So taimim is bechlal coming from a different world. Let's go back to the what we're talking about in our case. So the tsura of the aleph base has the same thing, a guf of the ois keneged the guf, with the dogish being similar to a nefesh. A nefesh is a biological life within what's there, so you don't get more than that. But you get sort of a pneumistic life, and that would be similar to a tzemeach. A tzemeach, it grows in its place. You then have ruach. You then have the movement of the letters. That's keneged the ruach and the adam. And finally, you have the taimim in dois, which are it's where your malbish seichel onto the different words and put them together in a certain way. That's the mahalach of it. It's called tanta in the lashonis of the Rizal and so on. But that's something that's very much part of it. I want to add a few points to it. First of all, It's one of the reasons, one of the hidden reasons, why there was such a kepeda in the Mesiris to teach kids the Aleph Beis in the Tzura Amesura Lana. So we teach children Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Vav. We teach them all the letters. This is a little Aleph, this is a little Beis, Gimel. Then we teach them Kometzes and Pasachs and Seires and Chirix. And then we put it together in Kometz Beis Bo, Kometz Gimel Go, and so on and so forth. There have been over the years, especially Maskilim's time, Tainus that this is not optimal in terms of teaching how to read, and they wanted to teach Chatchila to read the words, Beged, Dagon, whatever it is. And there was a strong, this was like a big fight between the Maskilim and not. And Maskilim's point, from a didactic point, seemed to be correct. You are teaching, it's much easier to pick up whole words than these pieces over here. When you learn a language naturally, you just hear everybody saying tell me to beg it. You don't conjugate it. You don't go. The consonant with the vowels come together, and therefore that would be a better way to teach it. So as far as
they do that in English now,
phonetics.
Yeah, with the younger kids, they have sight words.
Right.
Which in pre-1A, even before learning how to sound out any of the sounds, they have words,
Right.
The short one vowel.
Right, words. So in Lashon Kodesh, there was tremendous resistance. So usually it's the Derech HaMesuralan and so on, but a lot of it has to do with this knach over here. That Be'emes Lashon Kodesh is built in a certain way. And it's important that the kids understand that it's built with a consonant and an addition to it. It's something that is ke'ilu, gives a havana and a tfisa in the bria. That something has a ruach chaim in itself is never mitzad the inert elements. The rocks, the carbon, does not have a koyach hatnua in it. The koyach hatnua is an additional koyach Kodesh Baruch Hu put into certain certain Dagab Chaim, and that's what's called that's how we deherit. There's a second area, interestingly enough, that had become a little bit once upon a time the following. There was a movement in the scientific community in Israel, scientific, professional, secular community, to introduce what's called Ksava Carmel. Now, we don't think much of writing with Nikud. First of all, a sophisticated writer does not use Nikud. It's good for teaching kids, but you don't. You guess it. You understand it yourself. It's intuitive. Occasionally, when there is a room to understand something two ways, you add the Nikudos to give people understanding which way it is. So the taina was that using the kudos, even when you just only replace where you have to, creates a tremendous headache in terms of printing, because you need to leave spaces in the line underneath, and you need to leave a lot of space. It wastes a lot of space. It's very cumbersome for a machine. B'chol, a lot of tinyness. Why it's a cumbersome system, and what they preferred was to take the Kenega, the 5 or 10 different variations of Nikud, to make a letter for it and incorporate it, just like in the English language we have A, E, I, O, U, which are the vowels, and the regular letters, they just place in the words wherever they're supposed to function. So here also we should do the same thing. That was a taina that was, and they have something called Ksava Carmel. It's the same answer. The Lashon Kodesh has other. It's not a language that people were groping for symbols. They picked this up, and then they decided, we're going to represent vowels this way. We're going to represent this way. There's something about the understanding of how the language works, how the harkava of oisius and tnua and havana come together. It's like every part of the world runs the same way. And whatever we'll find parallel in the core of Nishmas Yisrael, we're going to find parallel in the core of these inyanim as well. That's.
I don't know if the girl's going to get back to this, but it seems like we've lost track of the psukim.
Basically all of this is coming off Keneged the four Chushim, which are that was in an our page of Samach Aleph, and Reach Shmiya. He's going to come back to something the next piece, next line, where you have different halakim against it. Re'ia, Lev, Shmiya, somewhat of a kesher, not quite the same that he said over here.
Because Shir, meaning so the progression, I understand how they all line up, but you know, Shir being connected to the Dibur is, you know, substantive, as is the Shir, and fine, there's a progression from there, but the Daimim.
So take a look at 332, and we'll get some. Let's take a look at Haggadah 332. It's a big mile that he's able to present all the material. 332. Behemshel Rabbeinu Mevuah. The oisis degushim nekudim timeim. The oisis degushim timeim nekudim timeim. Heim keneged al psukin. Shir keneged oisis. Yishakeni keneged degushin. Lereach keneged nekudin. Mashchein ni neged timeim. So, and then he has his kashas here. It doesn't stim with everything, but. The one that's hardest to understand, so three of these are not hard to understand. Let's see it inside and then we'll talk about it. 332?
Yeah.
Behem shatir abeinu mevuah, the oisis degushim, the nekudin taimim, and gnagdal apsukim. Shir is kineged oisis, yishakeni is kineged degushin, lereach kineged nekudin, Moshchenege Taimim. Vetzorich Iyun. She Harin is by a barak demes at Oisis a connected the goof, the gushing a nefesh, a kudzing a ruach, time connected the shama, ve beer a bane the non vagoofing daldi sodas demon say Haimed Abbe, but chillas for beer a bane this shiru connected the soda offer. She can't get soda ash, the real connected soda ruach, Moshchenege soda mayim. So it's not the same. The fees of war that shears can go Oisis. So shir k'neged oisis, because that's the goof, that makes sense. V'aguf hu k'neged yisoid ofa. Gam osi shapit she reach hu k'neged nekudin. Shoy nekudin em k'neged ruach, v'reach hu k'neged yisoid ruach, that makes sense. Onos orchi imash kosir shi shikei neged gushin. Shai d'gushin neged hanefesh, v'lish shikei nekosir abenu sh'neged yisoid eish, v'n neshama. Gam tzorchi imash kosir shi mashchein neged taimim, shai taimim k'neged neshama v'lo shchein. So he uncovers over here a stira. Mitzad, the you know, all of the, how all these things line up. I want to talk a little bit about. Let's forget the steer a minute. Okay, I don't have a teretz for it, but let's try to understand the gufa dava. What is it about? The shear and the shear is ishakeni k'neged adgushin, the reach nekudin mashchein neged taimim. So the reach k'neged nekudin, I understand. It's ruach. I don't have such a problem. Mashcheni k'neged taimim, I also actually understand, because mashcheni means it says that if you say dvarim shel tam, it's moishech lev ha'adam. If I want to convince you with words, it's not enough that I tell you. Lamashla, if I tell you this product has in itself this mila, this mila, this mila, this mila, you'll scratch your head and you'll say, fine, very nice. I need to be, in the Lashon Chazal, when a person uses, what's the right word for it? He uses technique to convince somebody, it's called his mat imis devarav, Lashon Tam. And that's why it's us. If somebody's matim dvarov for a dayan and didn't hear the other side, that's not good. He's not allowed to pass it. So using words in a way that appeal to a person's seichel nas, that's called hat'ama. And that's meshicha. It's a meshicha person. I understand that. What about Shir Shirim, and that he says that it's keneged, what's his lashon over here? He says, Shir is keneged oisis, shir keneged gushin. So let's step back a bit. The four psukim of Kirven is Karvus. So Shir means that that's the Dibur, and it's the elementary, it's what I'm saying over here. Rather, Shir Ashir Shem means, let me start by describing to you how wonderful such and such is, how wonderful the Melech Shlomo is. Then I go ahead and I have the Yishakeni is a much stronger version of it. The Dugish Boifen Kloli takes an ois and makes an ois stronger, more emphasis, more oomph. When a Dugish symbolizes a letter that's missing, it also means that this letter needs more oomph to it. So I understand the Shakeni is a Dibur with more oomph to it. The Reah Kenegan Nekudin also makes some sense. In other words, Reach is a Koyach of Tnua. It goes far. So Bemela, the Chelek that make Oisis go far lies in the Tnua. So that's basically what I can understand. And the Taimim are the things that are Moshech a person, because it's the underlying. What's the message? What are you trying to say? What are you trying to project over here?
Oh, would Rabbi say it's the same thing by Datscham and Afar, that the Shir is essentially the introductory remarks, the material, the ingredients?
I would have to say that, because it makes sense that the Psukim go in an order. So the order tends to be progressive, because basically I'm starting from the lowest, bringing you to highest. So Eich Shalotia, you're going to have to understand Shir Shirim, and you also have to understand, they all have to be part of a pattern. It's very nice to say Shir is like this, and this is like this and like that, but there needs to be a progression, there needs to have some sort of Seder Advarim. It's not just four things dumped down. So Shir is when I go and I tell you something. Yishakeni is when it's a stronger version of it. However, so just like Mayim is a stronger version of Afa maybe. And then you have when something has a spirit to it. And finally, you Moshech a person with Dvarim Shel Tam. So there is
this is really what's causing an issue, because all of these things, that all these examples, we're starting with something simple that's meaningful.
Right.
And moving it along, daimim, the jump right. From daimim to neach is fundamental. The daimim is nothing.
Correct. And so in a certain, let's qualify what you said. Daimim is nothing, but a ruach chayim must have a daimim to be in. There is no ruach chayim without a daimim. So I can say a stone is nothing, a neshama is dikah. There are no neshamas that flow around the world unless they're in something. So you have a paradox here. The daimim is nothing and nothing and nothing, but you don't have a neshama except for maybe mazikim. You don't have neshamas floating around this world. So it must express itself within something. The same is true by letters. Everything expresses itself through the letter. So you can say an Aleph, a Beis, a Gimel is a dead, meaningless sound, but that's might be true. But everything else, the Nekudas and the Taimim, you can't have Taimim and Mikra without a Mikra. So it's the same, exactly the same way as if you have a physical being as a basis for it, and this becomes a Ruach HaChaim in it.
Uh-huh. So, because normally the perception of daimim is the contrast between the daimim,
right?
And say,
correct.
But saying that no, the daimim is the ingredients that
it's
allow.
Exactly, it's a build-up, and you're very right that daimim is the gap between daimim and tzemeach is le'ein erech bigger than from tzemeach to chai to tzemeach to chai. But on the other hand, all the other wonderful things have no existence without these physical things. It's just like you know, they talk about Chomer and Tzura, and how superior Tzura is to Chomer, and how wonderful Tzura is, and how fantastic, and how Shafal Chomer is. It's all wonderful. But you don't have Tzura in this world without Chomer. There's no triangle, unless there's a piece of wood, metal, or something, to become the triangle. So it's an almost... My Rebbe Chaim Shlevitz used to have a Musa Shmuz. I don't remember what it was mechuvin to. He would always say, the neshama is so holy, and the guf is so coarse, and everything mechulu, but a neshama without a guf is a mazik. Not, you know, mazikim are neshamas that didn't have a chance to get a guf. He said, in this world, you can't survive ruchnistik without a guf. I think what he meant was, and again, I don't remember the context of the Shmuel. He said over many times. He said, a helig neshama, without a guf, it's a masik. I think what he meant was, and this is guessing in hindsight, people who preach extreme kedusha and chumrah v'chulu v'chulu, but don't have a sense of normal physical life and its needs, are destructive people. I think somewhere along the line, I think that was the point he was trying to make. I don't remember. Reb Chaim didn't dwell on esoterics, so the etzim nekuda of Hashem Guf wasn't. But what was meaningful to him was this point over here. I don't remember the specifics of it. So here also, he would say over there was a goyin in Yoina that he would say over the goyin spirit in Yoina that the guf is like a ship protecting the neshama in this world, which sounds kind of strange. If anything, the guf is a smachshel. So this is where he would say this point. I don't remember. Okay. He says now, this is also, he says, V'chein k'neged gimel chalkei Torah. By the way, this thing about Tanta, about time in Nekudas and Tznuas, and it's so parallel to so many things. L'mashal, koyach hadibur. So Maral speaks about this a lot, but he keeps being madgish. Koyach hadibur is the only koyach in a person that's a harkava of Elyonim and Tachtonim Be'emes. So, Lamashal, first of all, Koyach HaDibur is some sort of air coming from deep in my neshamas, which we'll call that Ruchni, Valtiv Ruchni. But unless my mouth and tongue and so on shape it, it's nothing. So it doesn't have a metzias. So you have a ruchnistic entity with a shaping, and by the physical gvulus of the person. The same thing is true about the koyach hadibur batzmiyusa. My machshavis are ruchnias, pure ruchnias. The more they are machshava, and the less I have words to describe them with, consonants, solid consonants, it's more and more esoteric and less something. Things become a metzias when you're able to describe them, to say a term that fits it, and that's something that is the Maral speaks a lot about this. That's why Koyach HaDibur is a harkava of two koyaches in a person, and that's why there's such it's such an important koyach and is prone for so much problems and so on. This is something he talks about quite a bit. But this harkava theme, so there's one harkava on the physical level. Where the whole Tzuras HaDibur is, it's my breathing plus something physical acting, shaping on it and giving it, you know, gvulas and so on. And then the second nekuda, which is even the dibur itself, These are thoughts and understandings, and for it to come out, it needs to take on specific words and terms and so on. That's why there was such a stress on, you know, when Reb Chaim's, when people said that Reb Chaim came up with terminology. But coming up with terminology is really what gives a thing meaning. Things don't mean anything. They don't come to this world without that terminology. So I can, you know, it's like when somebody's struggling to say a svar and he says it's like, it's different, it's a din, it's a this, that. But a person doesn't have words, then he doesn't have words, and he's not saying anything. And the things are still in a world that is not our world. It has not come into our world. Kolzman, the terminology is of that nature. Okay. And then he says, V'chein neged gimel chelkei Torah lev ladas naim liras osayim v'shmoya. So he says it says in the pasuk liyosach Hashem akechem lev ladas naim liras osayim v'shmoya adi yamazeh. So the Goyen says, and others say also, there's three things. In Torah, there are three halakim. There is Torah Shebiksav, there's Torah Shebal Peh, and there's Nister. So, Leiv Lodas is Nister, Einayim Lirois is Torah Shebiksav, Poznayim Lashmo is Torah Shebal Peh. Those halakim are quite obvious. These, you know, that they fit. Torah Shebal Peh fits Dibur, that makes sense. That's Oznayim Lashmoya. Einayim Lirois fits Mikra, that makes a lot of sense. Leiv Ladas makes a lot of sense that it means the Torah Sasayid, which is more than anything else a chelik of it's the person's tfisa. It's not words that I said, it's not this, it's whatever is hidden behind it. So keneged the nefesh, ruach neshama, or guf nefesh ruach neshama, the same thing. The guf hadav is what you can see, that is, that's there, it's physical, and you can see it. The oisius in Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shebiksav is the oisius, it's what you see. And that's why, if you read Torah Shebiksav and you say it, that's Torah. You don't need more than that, you know, even if you don't understand it, you say it. Oznayim Lishmoya is Torah Shebal Peh. You need to be teifis it, you need to understand it, you need to dehear it. Leiv Ladas, Oznayim Lishmoya is Torah Shebal Peh. It's the Shmois, you know, Toshma or the Chulu, and that's Keneged the Ruach. And finally, so the Ruach gives the life to the guf, meaning Torah Shebiksav without Torah Shebal Peh doesn't have metzias, doesn't have, it's not, it can't be kayim and so on. And finally, you have what's mistater, the neshama is something that's mistater, it's hidden within that context, and that's why it's keneged the leiv ladas. So those are, let's just finish off the last line over here. He says, the kulam heim belev, and all of it is belev. I don't know what he means exactly. The keilu, what does he mean? It's all included in lev. What's it relevant over here? Why and so on? I don't know. I don't understand what he means. He brings on the bottom that the nefesh is belev, and so on, and that's the oimek, the pnimius, I don't know. Vervius maise vushir. And then the maise is maybe like the guf. In other words, it's something which is the beginning. Yishakeinu mishikus piyah Torah Shebal Peh, because that's Baal Peh. The reach is Torah Shebiksav. Again, the same seder advarim. And mashcheinu amelech hadorav is cheder atoira pnimiyim. So you have the psukim now based on the chelke haTorah that are moishik the person a certain way. And basically what it means is each chelek of Torah speaks to a different part of a person. A person has many halakim himself. Each part of Torah speaks to a different part of it. Okay, we have to hold it here pretty much. Yeah.
We lost our progression in this lesson.
Yes. I'm not sure what happened to progression, but our kaponim, it's also very, it's a chatchila set up very differently. I don't know.
Right.
Okay, next week, I think I can't at all. No, I'm going to do it. Next week is the Bechinas. So I'm going to be there. If I get back earlier, it depends on how Bechinas are, so then maybe Thursday works, maybe. I probably have to see which day I get back on. That when I'm there, it's not not a normal matzav. But then the week after is the Metz Hashem, Bez Hashem.
Okay, excellent, fine. So I'll be in touch. I'll email
Rabbi tomorrow,
you know, next week.
Okay, Beseda. It will be in touch next week. If I get back Wednesday, message Wednesday night, then we could go for Thursday. If not,
okay. Excellent.
Beseda.
Thank you so much, Rabbi.
Take him. Okay, bye.